Avalon Hardy, CR01-22-20001. My name is Judge Dean. We have Ms. Hardy present. Again, good morning to you again, represented by Mr. Black, the state represented by Mr. Beltran. Today is the time and place set for jury trial in this matter. I had a few things I wanted to take up before we start. One, the court did send out proposed jury instructions before, and I did not receive any from the parties initially. After I sent out the proposed, I did receive one request after that, the Union of Act and Intent, which I've included in the proposed post-instructions. And I think those were sent back out to the parties. Did you see that, Mr. Black?
I did, Judge. Thank you for
repeating. And I appreciate the correction on the verdict form. The name you sent that, and that night I went home and thought, I think I made a mistake and left a previous thing and came back and true to form it was there and you had already caught the same mistake, I realized. So thank you for that. I do have copies of the new jury instructions. I know they were sent by email, but if we can give one of these to each, the pre-proofs would be exactly the same, one through, and here's the other side too, one through nine. The only difference being I now have our bailiff's names included in it. So I wanted to give that to you just so you have the corrected version of that. Post-proof 10 through the end, the only difference that from before is the Union of Act and Intent instruction that was given. So we can just do memorialize any changes there. The one or two things I wanted to take up, and it looked like Mr. Black may have been in a conference room with Mr. Beltran. At the status conference on Wednesday, we had a conversation about a witness. And Mr. Black, I'll need the spelling of that witness name again.
Judge, I believe it's H-A-U-N-S.
H-A-U-N at Hans?
Yes. Olo, O-L-O.
O-L-O.
Correct.
The one thing, and we mentioned at the time, that had come up, Mr. Beltran had mentioned that witness was not disclosed. The defense had mentioned it was an impeachment type of witness. And I think there had been some indication that there may be potential impeachment exhibits. My recollection, I asked the parties to come to be able to watch those. Mr. Black, has Mr. Beltran seen those now?
Judge, we just reviewed.
Okay, and in terms of potential impeachment exhibits, what are we talking about?
Judge, it's a 3.5-minute video from the perspective of, let's put a little context here. This came out of the day of prayer / protest at the State Capitol building. This is kind of what surrounds this case. It was taken by another individual at the that meeting that day.
Okay. Thank you. So there'd be, in essence, one video clip, 3.5 minutes, and like
correct.
Nothing else.
The possibility of a still of the state's video, but that was the
okay, but something that came from their exhibit itself.
Correct.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Black. Mr. Beltran, did you have a chance to review that video?
Yes, I did, Your Honor.
Does the state have any comments? I know you had made mention of the status conference. I just want to address this at present time regarding the witness or the exhibit.
Your Honor, the state is still going to object to this other witness being called. As mentioned in the status conference, this wasn't disclosed. Per Rule 16b-6, there was a written request from the state's behalf to the defense to provide a list of potential witnesses that are to be called. The state never received that. The fact that defense plans to call this witness as an impeachment witness, it appears that the defense is trying to use this witness in a rebuttal case. Seeing how that the state has the burden of proof, the state has a chance of rebuttal. Defense is not allowed that. So this witness would then just essentially be used in their case in chief. So therefore, they would have to have initially disclosed that witness, Your Honor.
Okay. Let me ask, the state became aware of the name on Wednesday. And so I think I saw you writing the name down. Is that correct?
To be honest, I didn't fully get the name considering the spelling of it. But going off on that, the state was not provided, per the rules, state needs to be provided with address, contact information. The state was not even given that, even at status conference.
Understood. I'm just curious. But I think, so the first time you heard the name was at the status conference on Wednesday, correct?
That's correct, Your Honor.
Okay. Is the state claiming prejudice at this point?
Yes, Your Honor. I mean, it would be unfair for this witness to be called when the state was not given notice concerning what is required of the rule to be provided to the state.
So you said unfairness. I'm curious if you can identify any with specificity the prejudice that the state may be And the reason I'm saying this is I understand that there was a witness that wasn't disclosed. I understand the reasons. I'm going to give Mr. Black a chance in just a moment. But the right to offer testimony is grounded in the Sixth Amendment compulsory process clause, and the Sixth Amendment can be. And so the court has to weigh a few things, the right of the defendant to call witnesses. And so I have a number of different things that if there was a discovery sanction, and I'm not saying there is one now, but if there was, the court could weigh. Exclusion of witnesses seems to be the extreme. And so I'm curious, is there prejudice to the state to go forward today? And what might that prejudice be?
Your Honor, the state is just would just like to be prepared and, you know, doing its research on this witness to prepare a rebuttal since the state is allowed a rebuttal case, Your Honor.
So correct me if I'm wrong, you're saying that because you didn't have the name, you're unprepared to meet this witness.
I mean, the state is prepared to proceed today, Your Honor. The state is just requesting that this witness be excluded, Your Honor.
Okay, let me tell you, I'm not going to exclude the witness because I think the defense has the right to call witnesses. I may not like the manner in which it's been disclosed, but I'll give Mr. Black a chance. And I say that without knowing his side. So I'm saying that a little presumptuous there. But I would not intend. The court has a number of different things it could do, the far extreme being exclusion. And my recollection of case law, typically that's come in when there's been a willful and intentional withholding of a witness name, and typically arising during the course of the trial. We're now before the trial. Jury hasn't been sworn. Jeopardy hasn't attached. And so there's a number of different things that the court could potentially do. But I'd like to hear from Mr. Black first, if you can address this. And I'll say this on the outset. Let me say this. I am concerned that there was an impeachment witness. There are exhibits prepared, which tells me there was at least some level of preparation and a knowledge of the name, but it wasn't disclosed.
And, Judge, I think I have an in limine motion on my own behalf that speaks to this a little bit as well. If I could just give this to the court.
Can I ask why the in limine motion was not filed pursuant to the order governing further proceedings? Because
Correct.
That specified the date and time, and so this is extremely untimely.
Understood.
Okay. You're welcome to give it. I will tell you if there's a motion in limine at this point. We may not be going forward with trial today. I thought this was the motion. It looks like it's something different, a sworn statement. Okay, thank you. Go ahead, Mr. Black.
And Judge, the thrust of the motion essentially is kind of responding to the state's request here. The reason why we have an impeachment witness is because we've never actually heard anything from Officer Kish. What the court has in front of you today is the extent of discovery we've received from the state in this case.
So this is all you've received right here?
Correct.
Can I just take a step aside real fast? Thanks, Mr. Beltran, I would expect that in a battery case, there's a report, that there are narratives, that there are body-worn videos, that there are other things. And I'm being handed a one-page document. Mr. Black appeared in front of me. I've known him for a number of years, always found him to be a person of integrity. And so when he says this, I tend to believe that this is all he's received. Is this the extent of the discovery in this case?
No, Your Honor. The state believes that everything has been sent. What we have in our file is...
Well, yeah, just tell me this because I want Mr. Black to be able to check to make sure if there's something in a file that he has not received.
And Judge, I'm not trying to mislead the court on this.
Okay.
This is the only substantive discovery we've received.
Okay. In terms of statements or...
Correct. This is all we have as far as statements from anyone in this case.
Okay.
There's a secondary statement by the same officer with a small couple of changes made to it I can produce for the court as well.
By Sergeant, I'm going to mispronounce his name, Debi, Dubai.
Troy Debi, I think. I'm not sure.
Okay.
This is a secondary statement
okay.
by the same officer.
Thank you, Mr. Black.
A couple of small additions and changes made. We also received one page, or two pages of the, I'm sure the court's familiar with dispatch logs. three pages of dispatch logs, which are not particularly helpful in any way.
But in terms of reports, these would be the extent of the reports that I'm holding up.
No reports from Officer Kishnell.
Okay. Mr. Beltran, that's the state's understanding, too, it looks like. And I, once again, I'll apologize. I'm guessing it's Trooper DeBee or DeBye.
DeBee, you're on.
Okay. Thank you. So that's the extent of the one dated the 29th of June and one dated the 27th of September?
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay. Sorry, this helps me give me some context. Sorry, Mr. Black, go ahead.
So, Judge, my request today, I know the court's already found that you're not going to exclude Mr. Olo from testifying. The reason why we haven't disclosed any person as a witness here is we don't know what's going to happen at trial today. It's a bit of a trial by surprise. I have no idea what Officer Kish is going to say because I don't know what he's alleging beyond what the state's put in their complaint. So I think if there's been a Rule 16 violation here, it's been one by the state. So I think it's hard to believe that this case started out as a felony battery on law enforcement, has been through the hands of three different prosecutors, and I have not yet heard a word from what Officer Kish has said or Sergeant Kish has said in this case. So if anything, I'd be asking the court to exclude him from testifying today, as I don't know what the actual victim in a battery case has to say about what happened that day. We do have a brief video that was taken by, I believe, it was an Idaho Liberty Dogs person that was there at the event. The state pulled off of their YouTube channel, but I don't know who that was taken by. I don't have any issues with the way the state has redacted that video, but it does show, to some extent, a portion of an argument between Ms. Hardy and another individual. That argument itself, as well as the altercation, was documented in a couple of different papers in town, including the Boise Weekly. I'm just concerned about going forward today without ever having heard from Sergeant Kish, so I would be asking the court to exclude his testimony.
Thank you. And I guess then that's, I mean, in essence, I'm taking that as why you haven't disclosed your witness. But still, there seems to be an obligation to disclose your witness because they seem to be material. You said at the status conference they were there, they were watching, or they were aware of everything. So I'm curious, when we say impeachment, I know many people interpret impeachment very differently. And impeachment could be anything that the officer says that doesn't agree with your theory of the case, you put that person on. And in essence, they'd just be a material witness.
Judge, my understanding of impeachment would be in saying what Officer Kish testifies to is untruthful.
Okay. Which in essence might be the entirety of the event.
Possibly, Judge, however, the entirety of the event is covered on a video. Okay.
Yeah, and that's why I'm curious if you want to narrow it down, any specific impeachment, realizing you don't have any statements by Officer
It would mostly Kish. Be the lay foundation for a secondary video that does show some portions of the event that are not. Well, I guess not some portions of the event that are not covered by the states, but from a different perspective.
Okay. And that being the video you showed Mr. Beltran?
Correct.
Okay. Thank you very much. Mr. Beltran, any response? There's a motion from defense to exclude Officer Kish's testimony.
Your Honor, the state's only sole witness, Officer Kish, is just going to testify essentially what took place in the video, which was seen by defense counsel. Of course, it's going to be foundation, you know, preliminary questions, such as name, employment, and what led up to the 30 seconds in that clip, and then what took place in the 30 seconds of that clip, Your Honor, which is to essentially show the elements of the charge of the crime that's charged, Your Honor.
Well, two. There's potentially two motions before the court. One to exclude, I think, both from the court's perspective, or to exclude the other party's witness. Let me say this from the outset. Give me one second. I want to look at these reports real fast. Thank you. Let me ask another question. Mr. Beltran, if you'd had this name in advance, what research would you have done?
Your Honor, just criminal history research, any type of research that would help at least prepare the state to anticipate what questions may be asked to prepare rebuttal, Your Honor.
I think you mentioned earlier date of birth, but date of birth is not required by Adult Criminal Rule 16C3, is it?
I don't believe I mentioned date of birth.
Maybe I misheard. I think maybe you said just a name and address.
That's an address, yes, and contact information, Your Honor.
It's just name and address is all that's required.
Okay.
List of name and address of the witness. Mr. Black, would you have that information to give today?
No, Judge, I don't have it.
Is
I
that
have
wit-
a name, but no
Is the witness here today?
Yes.
So the witness could give you the name, the address?
He could, Judge. I had requested it in the past and was not able to ascertain it.
Okay. Here's what I'm inclined to do. One, I'm going to deny the state's motion to exclude in this case. The court has to weigh a number of things in this particular case. I mentioned earlier the Sixth Amendment compulsory process clause in this case. I do believe the defendant has the right to call witnesses. I'm not going to exclude them in this particular case. What I'm hearing is that the state primarily would like to be able to run their criminal history to check, and I think that's a fair request. To be able to do that, to see if there is potentially something impeachable in the history. So what I'm going to do this morning is give you the chance and take a recess before we call the jury in so you can run that criminal history. That is only going to be a short delay, but it will give you a chance to do that, I think, through iCourts or other. Your office has a multitude of resources and can do that so you can have that information. From what I've heard, there's a video, two videos of this, maybe one that gives a little background beforehand, one video itself. So the state is aware of what took place. It's just someone else's perspective of that, and maybe some background. Am I correct in that, Mr. Black?
Yes.
Okay. Maybe a little foundation from before that. I'm not seeing a great amount of prejudice, especially given that the only information I've been told is that it's mostly for criminal history. So in light of that, I'll give the state a chance to look at that. In terms of Officer Kish, Sergeant Kish, I see a title here. Yeah, I'll admit that... for a case that started as a felony, this seems to be awfully slim discovery right here. It does have others that state, or this witness states what was going on, but this witness is not testifying today, correct? We only have Sergeant Kish testifying.
Trooper Debbie, no, Your Honor.
Okay. So I guess it's a third party's observations of what they saw. I'm not going to exclude Sergeant Kish either. I know there have been many trials where parties come in, and sometimes we're learning about it for the first time on here. If there's a statement that wasn't disclosed, then I think that's problematic. I haven't heard that there is a statement. This is all I've heard that there potentially is. I haven't heard there's other statements that have not been disclosed. And so I'm not going to exclude either witness, but I am going to give the state a chance to run that criminal history and take a break beforehand to do that. So that's the rule. I'll deny both motions in this particular case. My intent is still to go forward. Is the state prepared for trial today?
Yes, Your Honor.
Is the defense prepared for trial?
Yes, Judge, and I have one more question.
Go ahead.
Would the court be willing to entertain a limiting instruction as far as Officer or Sergeant Kish's testimony to keep it limited to what is in that report? My concern is to have him come in and the report and the video mm-hmm. don't match up in my mind. When I view them next to each other, my concern is that Sergeant Kish could perhaps come in and say, well, this video only shows one perspective of it, and if you were to see it from the other angle, you'd see this, that, and the other thing. So rather than lay foundation for the video and then try to explain that what happens in the video is not the whole event or is not a proper version of the event, essentially, if the officer has any exposition about that video, I'd be objecting to that as a Rule 16 violation, as that is not information I have.
Okay. Mr. Beltran, let me ask, this previous sergeant wasn't wearing any on-body video or it wasn't activated?
He was in plain clothes.
Okay.
That's correct, Your Honor.
Well, I'm not going to limit him from his perspective of what was there. You have a video that shows that, in essence, you'd be asking if the video shows his back that he can't say what was happening with his hands. And I'm not going to limit it to that. Now, I'm going to give him the opportunity to address his perspective of what was taking place there, just as I'm giving your witness the opportunity to testify in terms of their perspective there as well. So I'm going to deny that motion. I think there's more context than that. And since I don't know what's on the video, I feel like I'd be limiting someone unnecessarily without without the knowledge I would need at current time. So I'm going to deny that. He can testify as to his perspective there. If we're going so far beyond, and you're welcome to raise any other motions you think are appropriate during that. I understand there's some limitations in here in what you've been given that I'm a little surprised by. But you're welcome to raise any more. For the time being, I'm going to deny that motion. The question then, I think I asked the state if you're prepared, and you said you were, Mr. Beltran.
To proceed with trial, Your Honor?
Yes.
Yes, Your Honor.
Mr. Black?
Yes, Judge.
Okay. Looking at the instructions, the pre-proof instructions 1 through 9, does the state have any objection to those? These were the ones I sent out earlier. The only change has been to include our marshals' names, or bailiffs' names.
No objection from the state, Your Honor.
Mr. Black?
None, Judge. Okay. I did have a question for the court as far as voir dire goes. Since this was a case that was in the news, as long as Ms. Hardy's name as well was published, is that something the court would like to inquire on, or did you want the...
Yeah, and I have some questions I'll be asking specifically about. I'll be using her name. You brought this up the other day, and it had been the media. Her name alone, I did not recognize your name, and so I hadn't. And I said I usually follow the news just simply because I'm curious what's being reported on. I did not know anything about what this case is in relation to. The reports themselves give me a little more information about that. So I'll be asking if anyone knows her. I'm happy to ask some questions initially in terms of to give a little more information to the jury if the parties would like me to do that, and the parties can follow up. Is that your request, Mr. Black?
Yes, Judge, please.
And I'm happy to mention that this may have been I'm taking by the time this was after the rulings regarding abortion from the Supreme Court, a short time after that. That took place downtown.
Go ahead. At the Capitol building.
Okay. Go ahead.
I was just going to tell the court, I've got a Boise Weekly article on this, if you'd like, just to see some context of what was published.
If I can, that'd be great.
Yeah.
And I have to admit, the Boise Weekly is not typically one of the Statesman, KTVB, or KBOI, so.
It was published in KTVB as well as okay. The Statesman.
And some of it may have been my memory from, if we're going now, 7-8 months ago. And I may ask my questions in a fairly general manner, in that there were some gatherings at the state capitol on or about this date, and then also Ms. Hardy's name was in the news. If anyone recalls that or was aware of that or aware of the situation, I'll allow the parties to follow up in more detail. Does that answer your question, Mr. Black?
Great, thank you.
And I may reference Boise Weekly or KTVB. Mr. Beltran, it looks like you may have had something to say.
Oh, no, Your Honor.
Okay. Sorry, I may have jumped ahead there. Yeah, I'm happy to do that and ask that. Do you need these two reports back?
Yes, please.
Okay. I want to make sure I'm not keeping the information you gave me. The a few other things talk about for the parties. I know I've mentioned some limitations in terms of time. I usually have 20 minutes. I said I'd give a little more time, 30 minutes. If we need more time than that, given the nature of the responses, Mr. Black or Mr. Beltran, you're welcome to inquire of the court. For the time being, I'm going to start at 30 minutes for voir dire.
That's fine, Your Honor.
Thank you, Judge.
We'll see if any time more than that is needed. Once again, struck jury system, given the emergency order still in place, two peremptory challenges for both sides today. And so we'll have that as a reminder. In case anyone is expecting four, I expect come April 1st, we'll have four again. But for the time being, we're still operating under two. Are the exhibits pre-marked?
The state says, Your Honor.
Okay. Mr. Black?
Yes, Judge.
Thank you very much for that. The one thing I'm going to ask the parties also to do is refrain from mentioning felony or misdemeanor in arguments to the jury, as I feel that those are a reflection upon potential penalty or punishment. And I know sometimes that slips out. I want to make a reminder of that for purposes of today. Anything else that needs to be brought up from the state's perspective?
Not at this time, Your Honor.
Defense?
Nothing, Judge. Thank you.
Okay. What I'm going to do is, Mr. Beltran, did you write the name down?
I would just like to make sure I have the correct spelling.
Okay.
First name H-U-N-S, last name O-L-O.
Thank you, sir. I think that's probably helpful. And if I can ask you, because I'll read names to the jury, is first name pronounced Hans? And how do you pronounce your last name?
Snyder.
Yes. Oh.
So Olo is my Facebook name.
Oh, okay. Hans Snyder.
Yep.
This is one of those things that sometimes things are a little bit different and we learn about it as we go. So appreciate that. We also have some failures to appear on the jury list as well. We can give to the parties.
Okay,
both parties have the jury list.
I haven't gotten that yet.
Okay. You haven't got the jury list at all yet?
No.
Okay. Okay, then here's what I'm going to do. I want Mr. Black to have time to go over that list and do that. So we have the list. Let me just give some information. Here's what we're going to do. Make sure we have 14. We're going to set the first 14 up here. And then, Mr. Guy, I'll probably need you to move because we're going to sit the rest in those two rows right where you're seated. Everyone's welcome to be here. What I'm meaning by that, I just want to make sure I want to keep people over here or in the far back row over there. We're going to bring the jury in. They're going to be seated up here and in those first two rows on this side over here. And so we need to make sure they have the room and we don't have anyone around them. And I say that just so if we take a break and people come back in, there's no confusion about where to sit. You're welcome to sit right where you are, perfect spots right there. One other, go ahead, Mr. Beltran.
I don't believe I received a jury list as well.
We'll give you a copy of that right now, then.
Thank you. I don't remember receiving any.
Okay.
No.
We thought we sent it to both parties, but we'll give you some time right now to review that and give Mr. Beltran a chance to run any history since he indicated that was the primary concern he had. So the parties can go through that. We have the failure to appear. I think that you also got a seating chart. Is that correct?
Thank you. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, Your
Honor. Okay. And that's given primarily as a courtesy to the parties there. The one reminder I'd give everyone, attorneys and everyone else here, everyone's welcome to be here, but make sure you have your phone silenced or turned off. Any phone going off can interrupt the proceedings. I just want to make sure that we don't have any interruptions. Otherwise, it'd be a reminder you'd probably have a marshal contacting you asking you to step out to make sure it's turned off. It allows for the trial to go smoothly. I know this trial is important to both parties, Ms. Hardy and to the state, so I want to make sure that we don't have unnecessary interruptions that distracts any potential jury from that. And phones are such an important part of our lives. We carry them everywhere. We use them all the time. It needs to be turned off entirely, so I don't hear buzzing either. As a matter of fact, I'll let you know, I don't even bring my phone in. I leave it in my chamber so that I won't have it with me. So there's no problem there. Also, there's to be no recording today per administrative rule, so no video or audio recording. These proceedings are being recorded, and so there's a transcript, a digital transcript that can always, or oral transcript that can always be obtained at a later date. Mr. Beltran?
All right, the state just requests that any spectators be seated in the last two rows so they won't be too close to the jury, Your Honor, for selection.
In the last two rows over here?
Yes, Your Honor.
I'm going to allow people, we have too many for the last two rows only. That'd be, in essence, kicking out the first two rows. So.
And in the back row over here, Your Honor, too.
Okay. What I'll do is we have the people in the third row right there. I might have you go back to the very back row. That way there's at least a gap between parties. If we need to, I'll have you move over. And it's through no, is there room for you over here initially? There'll be room to come over later and sit over here once we pick the jury. Yeah, it might be easier just to have everyone over here so the jury's over here and we just see who that is. Is there room for you to sit over here?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's have you move over here for the jury selection. And later in the day, you're welcome to come back over and sit on the other side. But I do that just to keep the jury there. It's going to be easier for the parties as they're moving to strike anyone if we have them. Thank you very much for the accommodation. I appreciate that. Let's do this. We're going to start just a little later. We're starting just a little later than I anticipated, but I'm going to give Mr. Beltran a chance to run that name, Mr. Black and Mr. Beltran a chance to go through those. If I gave you 20 to 30 minutes, is that enough time? Sorry to meet you, Mr. Black.
Judge, I could be ready in 5 if we need to.
I'm going to give the state a little more time to run that name. So, Mr. Beltran, 20.
Down to 24. Okay.
Mr. Beltran, 20 to 30 minutes, is that enough time for you?
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay. Let's plan this then. I'm going to err right in the middle of that. Let's come back at 9:25. We'll have the jury just hang on. I intend to bring the jury in just a few minutes after that. Take up anything we need to take up first. Bring the jury in, and then we'll jump into this. Go from there. That time frame work for you, Mr. Beltran?
Yes, it does, Your Honor.
And you, Mr. Black?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Okay. We'll be in recess until that time, and we'll reconvene then. Thank you very much.
All right, please.
Did you go now?
Yes.
Did you get jury?
I did, thank you.
You did, yes. Okay. And then the FTAs, you guys have to look through the FTAs, and we're going to sit them right here. We're going to sit all the jurors here.
Okay.
And then the leftovers, they're only sending from 24 in that front row. Okay, so there'll be 14 people in those two, and then a few in this front row. Okay, does that make sense?
It does.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Clerk.
Please, someone just take the 4 and 3 in the first two rows just for good spacing.
Is that what you want to do? Okay.
Yeah.
Do it.
Mr. Beltran here for the state. Let me start. I'll start with the defense. Mr. Black, you have enough time to look over that jury list?
I did, Judge. Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Beltran?
Yes, Your Honor.
I have one or two thoughts as well. I think I'm going to call an alternate in this case, just in the event this covers the news, and I appreciate you bringing this in the news, Mr. Black, you bringing that up. In case there's something that partway through the trial, someone remembers something. I've seen that happen before. Usually I don't on these one-day trials, especially given the amount I've had, but I could foresee something, and I'd rather err on the side of caution on that. Any comment from either party?
No, Judge, that sounds good.
No, not from the state, Your Honor.
Okay. And so we'll have a little different process at the end when we draw lots, so to speak, of which six jurors will be there, but we'll have an extra one. It's going to be a little odd. I might have to have someone sitting in back, or I'll just have them all in the back row, which might be easier, so we don't have portions of the jury separated. So I think that's what we'll do, and I thought about that. Mr. Black, there was one thing. Can I see those two reports you gave me? And I apologize for asking. It's just as I'm anticipating different things throughout the course, I thought I'd take a look. I had one thing in the back of mind. I just don't want to be caught unprepared for it later.
And Judge, while you're looking at those,
I'll give these back in a minute, too.
Thank you. I had not reviewed the Supreme Court order on whether we get an additional strike if there's an alternate on misdemeanor, so I wasn't sure.
Feel free to take a look if you'd like right now. Okay. I don't believe so, but I'll take a look. Here. Okay, thank you. And that was just in anticipation of something that may or may not arise later.
Your Honor, the state would like to bring up one request before we begin jurisdiction.
Go ahead.
The state requests that the court make an order that argument on First Amendment rights be excluded. The state has reason to believe that surrounding the circumstances around and leading up to this crime, that defense counsel may make arguments about First Amendment rights That is a legal argument for the court and not for the jury. And this case is not about First Amendment rights. So just out of precaution, the state requests that the court make a ruling to exclude any type of argument based on First Amendment rights, Your Honor.
You know, can I ask, I understand that, I'll give Mr. Black a chance. Why? It seems like the parties were aware of this type of case. I'm finding out a lot about it morning of that really should have been addressed in pretrial motions. And I'm curious why this hasn't been addressed pursuant to the court's order governing further proceedings, which would have given, I think the particular one here I changed would have been 3 days prior to status conference. So we could have taken it up then and had that addressed. And the reason I say it is oftentimes when I hear motions made before me, it's nice to be able to do some research on them and actually have more information and context given. And so I'm curious, Mr. Beltran, perhaps you can tell me why this wasn't brought up in advance of today.
Judge, I apologize for interrupting. I don't plan on making any argument about the First Amendment. So if I do, I can simply let the state know and we could retake this up, but I don't want to.
Okay, then that may solve the problem right there. I appreciate that. My preference in these always is for my order governing. Motions like this that would give the court some insight into the case should be raised prior to trial. And I'll simply say that. Give me a sec. I'm getting to that emergency order.
It looks like it's only two, Judge.
Okay. That was what I thought, but I wanted to check it. Mr. Beltran, you're welcome to look at that if you'd like as well.
It's under 8BV.
Okay. And for the parties that haven't done, the alternate, then what we do is at the end of the, at the close of the evidence, we would be determining which of the alternates, which of the jurors would be excused. We won't know at the beginning who the alternate is until the end of trial. And so we'll go through that process a little later as we do that. And Mr. Black, I appreciate your comments on the First Amendment issues there as well. Anything the state needs to take up before we bring the jury in?
Nothing further, Your Honor.
Anything from the defense, Mr. Black?
No, Judge.
Okay. And to the audience, thank you for seated over here. I appreciate that. That'll help us here. Once we pick the jury, we'll take a break, and then anyone who's in here is welcome to scoot out. I know some people might want a little more space, and happy to accommodate that. But for this portion, we just need a little more room for everyone over there. So thank you for your assistance in being seated on this side. We can call the jury then. And then try to get rid of people. Yeah, we're good with that. Thank you. Let me just ask one question before we do bring the jury in. Starting the state, do the parties, any of the parties have any objection to the manner in which the jury pool is drawn?
Defense does not.
No, Your Honor.
Okay, thank you.
Your Honor, just to clarify, are witnesses excluded from jury selection, Your Honor?
Not from jury selection, but I will exclude them after this.
Okay, thank you, Your Honor.
And Mr. Black, you might be able to explain, pursuant to Rule 615, I will exclude witnesses from any evidentiary portion of the trial. And so if you can give that instruction to the defense witness, I would appreciate that.
Thank you. Would you like me to do that?
If you have a second to do it right now, it might make for time. And Ms. Hardy, if you need it, there should be water in that jug right there. I know oftentimes I get thirsty. I want to make sure. Here's my hint, though. Press down on the button before you pour. And I say that out of sad experience that sometimes I've tried to do both the same time I get caught, and then I've spilled all over myself. It's not a great look when you spill water all over the front of your person. So press the button and pour. And sometimes, I don't see any for the jury, but I sometimes told witnesses that. And once again, that's just my sad experience that I learned the hard way.
Thanks for the warning.
You're welcome. And if there's not water, let us know. We can always make sure you have some.
He told us that it was full.
Okay,
fresh.
Perfect.
fresh ice water this morning.
Thank you. I always bring some in, but I appreciate that, too. Now, watch. I'll do the same thing I warned you about today. And you'll have a good chuckle at my expense. Yeah, it was the old ones we used to have. Yeah, those ones. Yeah, you never wanted to stand up after you just spilled all over the front of your pants or the front of your shirt there, the tie. The one thing we'll do is after we selected the jury, Mr. Black, you may not have had trial with me, so I'll just explain my process. We'll select the jury. I will give them just some administrative things about the courthouse and facilities here in terms of how we'll be going, some breaks, and then excuse them to make some phone calls so they can let family, friends, employers know. Take a break at that point, come back in, swear them in that right when they come back in the room. Administer their oath to them, give the instructions, go straight into opening. The reason this is, there's going to be a break, and it might be a good time if the parties haven't, just to familiarize themselves with making sure everything works video-wise right then. We should have another break that I anticipate we'll take another break before you would present any evidence. But, yeah, the earlier we can check out any video things to make sure we don't have problems, the better. And that's for both sides, Mr. Beltran, too, if we have that. I know that over time these podiums have changed and some of the hookups have changed. From whatever they were before to what they are now. If anyone in the audience needs to, just so you know, the restrooms, if you don't know where they are down the hall. As you will go down past the elevators, if you're going to go down the stairs, I believe if you're facing towards the front of the building, the women's on the right, men's on the left. I say that simply because that's something I might want to know if I was unfamiliar with the building. To the attorneys, I'm anticipating telling the jury this would be a one-day trial based on the number of witnesses. I hope that I'm correct in that assumption. If there's any disagreement on that, please let me know.
From the state's perspective, it should be done within today, Your Honor.
Defense would hope so.
Okay. You'd hope so.
I was knocking on wood there.
Yeah, yeah, that's probably the kiss of death when we say that.
Would you like for me to move this chair out of the way?
Yeah, so you might want to move around while they're coming in, Mr. Beltran. You might want to cover up if there's anything you don't want the jury to see, any potential exhibits. I would like those to be removed because they'll be walking right by you there. And I appreciate your accommodation on that. How long have you been at your firm now?
We started in April of last year.
Oh, I've tried. It felt like it was even longer than that.
I know. Time's flying.
Good.
Yeah. We're changing the name, though.
To what, may I ask?
Attorneys of Idaho.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Mr. Nightingale went off and just doing his own thing.
Oh, I didn't know that. Do you still have someone doing family law in your firm?
Nope. It's not our cup of tea.
So pure criminal, then?
Criminals and personal injury.
Okay. Oh, may I ask where Mr. Nightingale went? I don't see him anymore, but I handed him when I was on the family law docket.
I think he's calling his firm Nightingale Law.
So it's just solo practice, then?
Yeah.
Sounds like they may be about to come in.
As long as we don't get any freedom people wandering in with them.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, it's right about that time, or there's probably others out there.
All right, please.
First six of you. Around this, all the way up to the end of the back row.